Thank you, Amanda, for the healing message of forgiveness with so many pertinent citations. Many of our instructions caution this to be done, to forgive. And Mrs. Eddy, it's no wonder some of her early writings in the prose works, for example, Love Us, Love Our Enemies on page 8 of Miscellaneous Writings, and also Taking Offense in 223 of Miscellaneous Writings, all speak to this. The remedy for this is love. And over the years, I have seen that without obeying this, I wasn't living. In the Blue Book, page 277, Mrs. Eddy says that the effect of animal magnetism is to make you think you have all your old beliefs back again. This is so true in the past for me, and it really has helped me to examine myself deeply. And when things went wrong and the reminders came back, to see them as animal magnetic suggestions still. Whatever's supposed to have happened never did happen. And for me, through my study and practice, to keep relinquishing the past, as our Bible verses tell us, God requireth a past. It's an effort, and it wasn't easy at all for me. As I've mentioned before in past testimonies, I had the spirit, I just felt like someone had to be repaid, revenged. And I found out, though, that I couldn't do it, and that if I wanted peace, I was to look at each and every return of these old beliefs as animal magnetism tempting me. And I had to pray quite a bit for God to help me to let go of the past and to replace the awful feelings with love. Through doing that, I also learned that I really was getting ahead of it all. When these past suggestions would come, my reaction to them, how I felt, was an indicator of how far I was moving away from these, suggestions. I would say that putting love in place of all of hate's disguises, the envy, self-righteousness, indifference, etc., that's all that can heal this awful feeling. And we know that truly we are rewarded with peace and love, of a freedom, really, if we obey to forgive and forget, like the hymn 163 says. I'm so grateful for all the testimonies, grateful for Mrs. Eddy. I can't say enough about what it means to be able to live love instead of all the other hateful feelings that we can entertain. Grateful to be here tonight.